Hi, turning back the clock on February 7, the anniversary of what many say was the greatest archaeological discovery of the 20th century, the finding of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd threw a stone into a cave and was startled by the sound of breaking pots. He had stumbled on the greatest archaeological find of the century, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
In 1980, Pink Floyd performed The Wall for the first time at a concert in LA.
All in all, it's just a another brick in the wall.
Lindy Chamberlain was freed from jail in Darwin on this day in 1986, following the discovery of daughter Azaria's matinee jacket near a dingo lair.
The balance of Mrs. Chamberlain's life sentence be remitted and that she be released from Darwin prison.
Feb 7 birthdays, actor James Spader turns 60. He starred in a number of movies in the 80s, including Wall Street and Pretty in Pink, before resurrecting his career in the TV shows The Practice, Boston Legal, and have you seen The Blacklist? Very good.
He wants to be out of the country within 36 hours. If you don't move quickly, she will die.
Country music superstar Garth Brooks is 58 today. He's sold more records than any other solo performer ever. Comedian Chris Rock is 55. The former Saturday Night Live star has gone on to appear in movies like Lethal Weapon 4 and Grown Ups, and is the voice of Marty the Zebra in the Madagascar movies.
Let's get our blood pumping, get those lungs breathing all this fresh air.
And Ashton Kutcher is 42. He went from That 70s Show to Two and a Half Men, and now the series The Ranch.
You made fun of my clothes, you made fun of my career, my childhood. You got anything else you want to take a shot at?
Finally, it was in 2019 on this day that tributes were flowing for acting legend Albert Finney, starred in an incredible list of movies from Annie in 1982 to Skyfall in 2012. But the breakthrough role was playing Ebenezer Scrooge.
I shall remember this moment until my dying day.
Remembering Albert Finney on February 7.